Marketing for Humans, bringing the human back into marketing. Hello there, I'm Christina Fry, founder of Innate Marketing Genius, where marketing is grounded in your unique way of helping people. I have identified five innate marketing genius types with their own deepest why in service to others. This includes nurturers, adventure guides, door openers, steady presences, and celebrators. Today, I'm featuring adventure guides. Four, to be specific. This is the innate marketing genius type that sees what's possible for their peeps way before they do, as far as big life goals. Your deepest why is making sure people live life to the fullest. So here are four business owners who address what works for them in their marketing and what they've learned along the way. And everybody here knows what they're doing, so I can't wait for you to hear their ideas and insights. Enjoy the panel. I'm excited to have our first gathering of adventure guides. And let me just break that down before we do introductions. So this is referring to an innate marketing genius type, which it describes your deepest why in marketing and in service to other people. And so if you are an adventure guide, that just means that you typically just see what's possible for people, like their big life stuff, way before they do. And the way that you empower them is to take bold action yourself and speak bold truths. So a lot of times adventure guides will want to kind of push the river a little bit. It's easy to do. Like, how come no one's moving forward in these ways, right? It's like, well, okay, so what are you doing in your life? That's always the empowering question to ask adventure guides. Anyway, so let's do a little circle. I'm just going to go with the circle I've got. So I'm going to call on you guys, and I'd love to hear, you know, your name, your profession, and anything you have to say about being adventure guide that's top of mind based on what I just described. So Jen, would you like to go first?
Sure. So Jen Jones, and yes, I've been a realtor and I'm a broker owner of Jones & Jones Real Estate, and I've been doing real estate for 16 years, and last year decided that it was time to expand my horizons and go online with some networking and connecting. And so I started Connect and Elevate, which helps introvert entrepreneurs sort of get out of their comfort zone to be able to network and connect on a more authentic level to build their business. So I've been doing that for about a year. That's still evolving. And now with COVID, we're doing a lot more online networking. So it's sort of shifted our focus. You know, about a year ago, someone said, oh, are you going to teach people how to online network? I'm like, of course not, like never. And so that's what I'm doing now, because you said say never, and then that's what you end up doing. So it's been great. I have a Facebook group that's free, and I also have a paid Facebook group with introvert entrepreneurs, mostly women, and helping them build their business on, you know, authentic connections. And I'm in Holland, Mass, which is right outside of Sturbridge. If you know where any of that is, like Old Sturbridge Village, I'm just a couple minutes away from there.
Cool. And that was a great intro. Anything you want to say just out of the gate around being an adventure guide?
Oh, so I'm one of those like funny people who have like a twofer. An adventure guide I saw most recently in the action and bold action when COVID happened, to get out there and, you know, be the resource, show people that they can be a resource to their clients and customers. And so taking that forward into the fall, that's going to be my bold action, is to continue to show that, you know, you can do online programs, you still can network, even though we're not networking in person in our particular area. And so that's the bold action that I'm seeing for Connect and Elevate this fall.
Okay, cool. Well, welcome. Glad you're here today.
Thanks.
I'll move on to Carrie Gatto. Carrie, again, like name, your profession, and anything you'd like to share around being an adventure guide. Can be short and sweet, or yeah.
Okay, great. Carrie Gatto is my name. I'm a realtor with Keller Williams Realty out of Cambridge, and have been working as a realtor in the area for 10 years. And just last year, or really beginning of this year, I have started a new brand around my team in Keller Williams, and it's very much adventure guide oriented, and Christina helped me develop it. It's called Big Picture Properties, or sorry, Big Picture Realty. And it's kind of based on my belief that a real estate transaction doesn't happen in a vacuum. It's part of the bigger picture of people's lives and usually represents a big transition in their life, whether that's a new baby or a marriage, a death, a divorce, you know, whatever it might be, a growing family, a new job. And so with my Big Picture Realty brand, I kind of try to ask a lot of really good questions of my clients and find out more about what is their vision for their next level in life and what does that mean to them and how can we make that happen. And it's also a play on my previous career, which was in filmmaking, where I produced a lot of independent films. Building off of that, I think real estate and filmmaking actually have a lot in common, because when I'm producing a movie, I'm taking someone's vision, making it come to life, and now in real estate, basically doing the exact same thing.
Fantastic. Great. Well, I'm so glad you're here, Carrie. Jim, you're up. So, yeah.
All right. My name is Jim Zartman, and I work with an organization called The Art of Growth. So The Art of Growth is a team of three people. I am one third of that team with Joel Hubbard and Suzanne York. And it's a team in the corporate space. We're a team who lead other teams. So we consult, train, and coach around. Suzanne is the forefront of change management and team dynamics. And then she felt like she was missing the individual tool. And she started working with Joel and I, who are certified in something called the Enneagram, which is currently growing and just passed Myers-Briggs last year as the most popular psychometric tool that is used in organizations and by individuals. A lot of it is in the world of personal growth, but personal growth has to have a 360 effect. And so it should show up in the three main areas of your life: your relationship to self, your relationship to your work, and your relationship to the people around you. Because anything that actually is going to happen through you has to first happen in you. And if it happens deeply in you, then it affects everyone around you. And so, you know, right now we're just working with a few different organizations that are trying to get the teams to understand each other. And so we'll take them through a process of both the self-discovery and then how we each see each other, because we don't see the world as it is. We see the world as we are. And so this actually shows us the lens that we are working with and then how that can interplay with each other. And as far as the adventure guide, it's so funny when I read the description, because I just feel like I'm welcoming people home. Or sometimes it's welcoming people into my home, which is always that I'm going to have an element of adventure and of possibility, because I want to live on the line of possibility and welcome other to that space, to know that it is a safe place to see the expansion of both self and other and work. It just feels like a home base to me. And I love seeing people have those epiphanies. We do this discovery session when we take on a new client, which is like a discovery session includes a Enneagram typing interview and also a first steps in coaching. And one group that we were working with called it the conversation of ahas and oh shits, because it's this very revealing thing. And whenever you reveal someone to themselves, they actually realize the adventure they are already on.
Gorgeous. Really glad you're here, Jim. Thanks. Noelle. So yeah, again, who are you? Where are you? Like, what do you do? And anything about Adventure Guide you'd like to share?
Yeah, thanks, Christina. So my name is Noelle LeBlanc, and I own and operate Workloft, a shared workspace in Marblehead. And yeah, it's been an interesting last few months. You know, everything that I do is in the physical. My whole value add is providing a physical space to people where they can come and elevate their surroundings and elevate their thinking and their workday by being in a lovely, elegant space where everything's taken care of for them. So because I provide physical space and lots of wonderful value add in that physical space, but as you can imagine, being inside of a physical space the last few months hasn't been everybody's cup of tea. So it's definitely been an interesting few months, and thank goodness I'm an adventure guide, because I don't know where I'd be right now if I didn't just have the attitude that, you know, hey, what's the worst that can happen? Just get back out there. Doing nothing is never an option for me. Doing nothing is just not an option. You know, you have to find some way to make things work. And I have been richly rewarded with wonderful customers, because as it turns out, there are a lot of people who can't work from home. For whatever reason, it just doesn't work for everyone. And so I actually have a full building at the moment with a limited capacity, obviously, but I have a full roster here, and it's going really great. So yeah, I'm grateful for my adventure guide personality type, because I don't know where I'd be right now if I didn't have that.
Well said. And I will say that in a time of massive change, I do notice it's common for adventure guides, not to, you know, paint with too broad a brushstroke, but adventure guides tend to be the ones that just launch into action quickly. Mm-hmm. Just what I noticed. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to walk through some very adventure guidey questions, and these are meant to tease out things that are probably pretty easy for you to contemplate that might not be as easy for the rest of us, right? So what I've identified by looking at these different ways of being, these different deepest whys, is that you have some activation questions that when you contemplate them, they bring out what you might take for granted that we all value in what you bring to the table. So let's just go around the circle again. I'm going to ask these one at a time. And this can be related to anything you're working on in your work life. It can be the wider world, since we are going through an interesting time, whatever's calling to you. So Jen, I'm going to start with you. The first question is, you know, what is a big opportunity or big picture goal you're just seeing for the people that you serve these days, and or just something you wish people would just see? Like, is there something on the horizon that you're like, yep, I think we're headed in this direction, and it would be great if more people recognize that?
So I still think that we're stuck in the, you know, nothing, you know, I like Noelle's, just how she's thinking, right? It's like, you know, it can't stay like this forever. Good thing that I had this like mindset, because I have a full roster. That's amazing. And so I'm looking at networking right now, and I hear people talking about, you know, when are we going to get back to networking in person? And it's like, yeah, I want to get back to networking in person, but the bigger picture is you should have both skills. You should have skills to both, you know, network in person and network online, although there's some that over, you know, they overlay each other, but there's skills there that still need to be, I guess, honed. And I feel like if people opened their eyes a little bit bigger for the next 6 to 12 months and say, okay, like eventually we will get back to that in-person connection, but now this is where we are, and we need to move forward and build those skills, because this isn't just temporary anymore. We're going to be networking online for a while.
Yep. Thanks for that. That's great. Carrie, what's something you're noticing? You know, it could be in investing. It could be just in how families are operating, like whatever you're seeing. What is something, maybe an opportunity or a goal that's sort of on the horizon right now?
Yeah, I mean, with the book, You Can Have It All with Real Estate, and the webinars that I started doing the beginning of the year around real estate investing for beginners, my goal was to open people's eyes to the potential of real estate to really leverage their wealth and their families' financial future, to really see it as an investment vehicle and take advantage of the potential there. And so now with COVID, I feel like it's just been, you know, pivoting a little bit, but also seeing this as a potential opportunity, a time of opportunity as well, because, you know, in Chinese, a character for crisis is the same as the one for opportunity. So, you know, not that we're trying to get wealthy when other people are sick, but it's like, if you're, you know, if you are working and you are in a good financial position right now, it's like, well, maybe it is a good time to start thinking about investing in real estate. You know, so just, I'm always trying to help people see that bigger picture of, yes, your home is obviously your home and that's, you know, a priority, but also how can you make it into, you know, a source of equity, a source of even income, you know, by house hacking or something like that. How can you look toward your future and leverage all the possibilities that you can have as a homeowner and an investor?
Yeah. And if you haven't been to any of, I'll just say this for the audience. If you haven't been to any of Carrie Gatto's webinars, you need to get on that train, go to Eventbrite, because she has great stories about, like, you know, hey, I just make an extra $3,000 a month just because I did some house hacking, you know, like, just, okay, that sounds good.
What is house hacking?
That's where you have, you own usually a multifamily, but it could be a single family or even a condo, and you rent out a portion of it, a unit or bedroom, you know, and you basically have the tenant pay all or most of your housing expense. So you're reducing your monthly housing expenses, which is, you know, usually in America, it's our largest expense, our housing expense. And then ultimately the goal is to then invest more of your income and become financially free. That's kind of like my big vision for people is, look, you could actually become financially free much sooner than most people even consider doing it. You know, most people retire in their 60s and that's their expectation. But if you really crunch the numbers and you consider options like house hacking, you know, and other types of investing, then it could be a lot quicker and sooner than you otherwise would have thought. And then you can do whatever you want with your life.
Yeah. So Jim, just overall, or, you know, any area of your work or life in particular, is there an opportunity or a big picture goal that you're kind of seeing on the horizon that you'd love for people to see right now?
Yeah, well, this is way out in the big picture. And it's not just something I'm seeing and I'm honored to play a small part in, but I think it's something that's happening in general, which is, I think there's a major shift in leadership style and what is, how people see that entire world. So, you know, growing up through so much of, you know, culture and America and, it's definitely been led, assertive leader led. So there's been so much leadership that's been by the first person to speak up or the most dominant person. And then there's a lot of times these promotions of people who are a little bit more on the dominant end of the personality spectrum. And what I'm seeing is this shift from, not just with COVID, but it was already happening. And then COVID, I feel like, accelerated a lot of things where we can't fit into these little boxes. Like the dominant leader who doesn't have the emotional intelligence just is not going to be as successful. And they're not as successful right now because all the rules are changing. And so I think there's an openness to receptive leadership and alternative styles of leadership. I know the Art of Growth, it doesn't surprise me actually that around 90% of our clientele are women, because there's a broader perspective of leadership than there has been typically among some of the males. And I'm very much generalizing there, because there's obviously a lot of really wonderful, highly intelligent, emotionally intelligent men. But this concept of the going from the assertive leader to the holistic leader, one that actually includes their, you know, their mind and their action center, their body and their emotional center, the heart, and they are inclusive instead of over-identifying with one particular value system. There's a higher value system of integration, and it's the integrated leaders and the alternative leaders that I'm seeing accelerate, and I think we're going to see accelerate over the future. And so I love the fact that I actually get to interact with and coach not just organizations, but individuals who I just see, you've got it. It's just coaching an ER doc who oversees the ER in a large hospital in Canada, and to see the kind of leadership that she can provide in that space, because she has much more of a receptive leadership and can also make decisions. And she's got like a very holistic picture. It just makes me excited for the type of leaders that are emerging, which I think will shift the entire landscape of how the work world operates.
Yep. Yes. That sounds really good. It just sounds so much more multidimensional, you know, just like space for everybody. And that, by the way, is what I find the Enneagram offers. If you haven't like figured out your type, I do recommend spending some time with Jim, getting a typing interview, because not only will you find self-compassion, but a lot of compassion for everybody else around you. So it's a really, just a very powerful thing to do. So Noelle, back to the original question. So, you know, what are you seeing around you as an opportunity or big picture goal for the people you serve, for people in your life, for the world at large, whatever's kind of calling to you right now?
Well, there's something that I picked up on in what both Jim and Carrie said is a sense of something on the, there's something better or there's something really great on the other side if you're willing to open your mind to it and jump. And I think that there's opportunity for a lot of us right now if we're willing to engage with risk. And whatever that better thing is, whatever that, Carrie spoke about financial independence. That's a wonderful goal to have in life, retiring earlier, free and clear of debt. Wow. How amazing is that? But, you know, for each and every one of us, there is that special, you know, big goal. And I think that what stops a lot of people from not even pursuing it, but even just considering that could ever be real, is a real avoidance of risk. I see a risk, therefore I'm not going to do that. Right? I mean, what Carrie was talking about, for example, house hacking or buying a multifamily property. Ooh, that sounds risky. That's something for somebody else. And I wouldn't be surprised if Carrie said, oh, hang on, it's probably for you. Let me walk you through that. And I really love that. I'm connecting really strongly with her message. And I do see a lot of folks who have some potentially really, really great things just on the other side of the line, but they hesitate because they've very wisely identified that there are some risks with doing it. And my whole thing is embrace risk, or maybe don't embrace it because it's not an awesome thing, but engage with it. Have a conversation with risk. Sit down and even if you're, you know, if you're one of these people, write down the risks. And then here's your big challenge. How do I mitigate those risks? How can I neutralize them? How can I say, hey, if the worst thing happens, what can I do about that? And then what you get in front of you is you get a playbook and you can say, yes, these risks and the potential negative outcomes are worth taking on. They're worth confronting. They're worth dealing with because I feel empowered. I have the tools. I know what I'm going to do about it if that's how it goes down. And I'm ready. Let's go. Or you can say, man, I didn't realize there are some pretty heavy risks here, and actually I don't have the tools to deal with them. Then it makes sense to walk away, but you've at least engaged with risk and you've considered it and you've thought about it and you haven't just said, hey, I can't have that wonderful, amazing thing that's just over there on the other side because there's risk, therefore I'm walking away. So for me, that's the opportunity. I see a lot of really clever, creative, dynamic, motivated people out there right now who are stopped in their tracks by risk, and risk can be your friend if you know how to work with it.
So as your former marketing consultant and coach, I'm just going to say, okay, let us know when the, you know, like your life coach, business coach webinar comes out for the people in your office, because that just sounds like so helpful for everyone there. So I'll wait to hear from you. So the next thing I'd love to address with all of you is, what's a big thing you're reaching for right now, right? So that when an adventure guide, and again, I'm just generalizing, this is what I noticed, but when an adventure guide gets into action, It is incredibly powerful. And let me just say, because this always comes up, we have all five types within us, right? We're all nurturers, adventure guides, door openers, steady presences, and celebrators. But I do notice that each of us has our deepest why that is quite unique to ourselves. And then there are these umbrellas like adventure guides within that. So what I've learned about each of you is that you each bring this powerful adventure guide spirit to your life, and that is a big driving force. So with that, you are a great model. You live by example, and you inspire other people to get into action just by how you live. So what I'd love to hear about is, what is a big goal you're reaching for now, whether it's in your work or your or the rest of your life? So Jen.
Oh boy, where to start? So I've been a realtor for 16 years. So this whole build a business online is sort of new to me. The last year has been wonderful. And this fall, I'm launching my 6-week program. And then in 2021, I'm launching a group program. And I was talking to Christina the other day, and I'm like, how am I even doing, like, how am I doing this? Like, how can I keep, it's risk, right? Because you're putting yourself out there. I have not done online program before, but I feel like I have a value to add. And so that's what keeps me moving forward towards this goal to build the coaching and consulting business for introvert entrepreneurs, because it's needed in that realm. And the value there is tremendous. And I'm excited to launch it, and also very scared.
Always a good sign. So thanks for that. Carrie, what's something you're reaching for these days?
Well, I've been on the track toward financial independence, because that's what I'm preaching. So I'm also trying to live by example. And as you know, earlier this year I did a budgeting and tracking, a spending tracking challenge, which I held myself accountable to by posting on Facebook every day how much I had spent that day to the penny, and recorded it for a month and posted about it. So that went really well. I got a lot of engagement with it, and I should probably do something along those lines again. But yeah, so kind of when I'm talking about financial independence, it's like, do it with me, because I have the goal of financial independence. I'm working toward it, and I track my net worth and make it kind of a game to increase it, you know, month after month. So that's, it's, you know, it's an adventure, and it's been really cool to kind of invite people to take this journey with me.
Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I was strangely riveted every single day you posted in January. I'm like, why am I so interested in what Carrie's spending or how much she's spending every day? But it was really interesting to watch that. And it took courage.
Yeah. It's funny, because it's, money is still such a taboo subject, right? Like, I still feel like weird about, you know, posting about money, but, and especially, you know, my own personal money habits, but it's like, we need to kind of open those doors and talk, have that conversation more, because so many people, in myself included, you know, haven't been aware or conscious enough of spending and saving and where money is going and, you know, all of that. And so it's been a really big learning curve for me, because I kind of started out, as I wrote my book, feeling like, I don't know, I was an artist, you know, filmmaking and things like that, and just felt like money was like not something to think about. It's too boring, you know, and I just didn't want to have to invest time into thinking about it. But the more that I had that attitude, the more like debt would pile up and I'd have to think about it. Had no choice. So I kind of decided one day that I was just going to take control of my financial future and do whatever it took to make that happen. And so ever since then, I've been on this path of learning and improving my money skills. And I just think there's a big need for that, you know, in our society.
And I'll just jump in here. I'm actually working with Carrie right now. And so I'm just going to say, you know, as your marketing person, I feel like there's a lot of richness in that story that you came from a world of art where there's a lot of different preconceptions about money. And I think you and I need to talk about that. I think there's some gold there to be mined. So we'll have that conversation offline. Anyway, thank you for that. Jim, what are you reaching for these days that you'd like to share?
I have a problem in that I am reaching for everything at once. And it is something that is perpetually in my way from actually sometimes getting the things that are right. But Carrie's thing made me launch off and to think about this idea of the five kind of major realms of life, the financial, the physical, the intellectual, the relational, and the spiritual. And it's hard to keep all of those five, you know, moving in a healthy direction. But if we can, that's so much of our life, as we have those five things in the three realms of relationship to self, others, and work. And it's so interesting. I have always believed that it has to happen in you before it happens through you. But I've always had this bent on the other and wanting to empower the other. And I think sometimes I've lost the sight of actually, you know, working on my own life as a result of that. So, you know, last year I had this big goal. Like, I was not a very active person, like in my 20s and 30s. And so I was like, I'm turning 40 this year and I'm going to do a triathlon. And so it was just kind of like, let's just take this on all at once. And it was like an incredible year for that. And it was very much kind of like, okay, let's take on the realm of the physical. Cause the intellectual has always been kind of there. Cause I'm always fascinated by new things. The spiritual has always been rich and deep. Relational network has always been really strong, but I felt like the physical and the financial were kind of like not where I wanted them to be personally. And so that year was definitely much more about like the physical and engaging with, you know, listening to my own body. What is it actually like to do? And how important is movement and beauty even to my own like capacity to be aware of my own heart? Because I know when I lose sight of that, I actually lose sight of the person in front of me, because I'll push them towards something in the attempts to empower them instead of pull them gently into something. And I think so often I just rushed towards goals and up to take hills, and I just left like bodies in the stretch. And so a big thing for me has just been like wanting to offer my whole self and actually take on all of these different areas of my life to care for that, so that I am a better kind of example. And, you know, and this year has definitely been the financial has like completely flipped in moving more into this toward this business. It's been great. So all of those different things are good, but I feel like the internal world has been the biggest goal, and the external goals have been overflow. Like whenever I was chasing the external goals, it was almost like I was trying to force something that wasn't ready to happen. But the more that I've worked towards the internal world, the external has been an overflow, if that makes sense. There's a more of a natural receptivity, because I think the downside of being kind of that adventure guide, like comfortable with risk, is I probably put loved ones and or people's hearts or whatever at risk unintentionally and caused harm in the process. Is that I can actually like let everything slow down, and I can understand that, you know, things to come together more naturally when you're in that, you know, that better place. And so I'm trying to get to that better place so that I can, because I know that so much of the good stuff that could happen will be overflow, and it can't happen if I'm trying to force it. But if I'm in that right place and I'm handling all of these things well, then the right things will be attracted to me. And that's the thing that I'm seeing. So it's a really weird goal. The top goal is to like get all these things processed appropriately internally, but I'm seeing the result of all of these other things are now coming toward me that I would not have had space for before.
And I'll just I'll just, you know, sing your praises on the outside that I'm noticing for the last few months. And that is, you know, I'm so glad that, you know, the inner rich side of it, you know, you're really having an adventure there. But I'm seeing, you know, Jim is with his partners developing probably a seminal assessment around your type. Like, this is a really big deal in the world of Enneagram to come up with the right one. He's been working on it for months, and it's getting pretty close to the finish line. And it's going to be seminal. I know it is. And then he's also doing group programs that are like sold out. Like, tons of people are getting coached, lots of clients going into corporate America for the first time, like just all these new markers that you're, you know, you're passing. So that's what I see from out here. I just wanted to reflect those challenges as well. So thanks for sharing that. Noelle, what is something that, you know, is a good, healthy challenge, a big goal that you've been reaching for?
So it's been with me for about a year now. The goal, and it's an everyday kind of thing. Be real, be as real as I can. And that, you know, involves knowing yourself and not really being afraid to let others get to know that self. And it maybe for other people probably seems like an obvious or very natural thing, but I think that I spent most of my professional formative years in the high-tech corporate world, where I was expected to be, I don't know what, I always figured I was expected to be some sort of automaton and always performing at a high level and never making mistakes and always knowing the right answer and kind of, you know, being a bit of a killer in the commercial world. And I don't know, maybe it's a bit of a female thing, not to generalize, but, you know, I stepped into that role fairly young of what I thought the corporate world had expected of me. And I woke up every day determined to deliver on that. And then you wake up in your mid 40s and it's like, oh, who do I want to be actually? And am I brave enough, even once I figure that out, am I brave enough to let other people see that? And am I even more brave enough to be okay if they don't like it? And so that's been fun. Christina, you were a big part of that process for me actually last year. And like I said, it's an everyday thing, and it's, I'm happy to say it's going great. And, you know, I think that people connect with authenticity. I know it's a bit of a buzzword these days, but, you know, people smell something that's not legit, don't we all? And I've kind of figured out that, yeah, for the most part, people kind of like engaging a lot more with the real me than with that, veneer of a corporate human being that they used to deal with in the past. So it's been fun and rewarding, and that's the big goal I continue to reach for.
And I will also mention that I'm part of a networking group that meets at Noelle's space, and we all stood back in awe with how Noelle transitioned WorkLoft into the land of COVID, right? Like, just taking the bold move to just shut down, do all the cleaning protocols, like just all kinds of stuff. And it's seemingly way before other people figured all that out. So, and you were in touch with the board of public health, like just all of it. You were just right there and in communication with people and sleepless nights, et cetera, et cetera. So I just want to tip my hat because I know what it was like in the beginning of all this.
So thank you.
I'm glad it's all worked out right now. So, all right. Well, we're sort of in the home stretch here, and I'd love to get a little bit more to the, you know, growing your thing side of things, right? So as an adventure guide, you have a really magnetic quality when you're out there, whether you realize it or not. Like, all the stuff that you're talking about is what we truly value in you. The fact that you see what's possible for us and also that you're taking bold action and moving towards big things makes a huge difference. So I'm just curious. I would love to hear what's really working. And maybe you've touched on a few of these points, but what's really working and how you're connecting with people that you could do business with? Like, how do you like growing your business right now? And it can be anything. It doesn't have to be straight up quote unquote marketing, like whatever you got. Jen.
So I run a Facebook group, which has been really active, and I love what Noelle just talked about, because I think that, you know, I'm in my 40s and just trying to, you know, figure out, like, I don't need to compete with those other corporate guys. Like, I can just do what I want. So this Connect and Elevate is my heart project. It's my heart business, where my real estate business is more logical and get it done, like make it happen. You got this. And this is very different for me. So very outside my comfort zone for many years, just killing it and making it happen and whatever it took and the hustle. Sort of diverging here, but I just wanted to pick up with that because I think Noelle really, really hit home with that and resonated deeply. So what was your question again?
You're kind of answering it with the Facebook group, but like, how are you enjoying growing your business right now? Like, what's working for you?
So the Facebook group has been amazing. I've been doing that for about a year now, and it's slowly grown into a community where people are helping each other. And so I've been just, you know, making sure that I'm commenting, making sure that I'm just supporting people, one-on-one messaging. So whether it's, you know, if I have their email address, I'll do that. If I have their phone number, which very rarely, I'll make a phone call, but private messenger and Facebook, and just, you know, not those like MLM, like, hey, you want to lose weight? Hey, you want to buy my product? Just, hey, I saw you post in the group. I'd love to help out. I'd love to hear more about what you're doing. And, you know, inviting them to, you know, come together, inviting them to come, you know, have a conversation one-on-one on how I can help them. So that has been, although something that I do periodically anyway, I've been doing a lot more. I did hibernate for a little while over the summer. I think I might have gone a little too gung-ho, you know, during quarantine and trying to help everybody else, you know, manage their business. How are they going to shift? How are they going to do this? That I just needed some time to really think about, how else am I helping people? Because I think that helping people is valuable. And, you know, when you're giving your all, you also have to fill your cup back up. So I think I spent 4 or 6 weeks filling my cup back up. And now I feel like I'm homeschooling my kids now, which is going okay, and really launching this program. And I'm getting excited about it, where, you know, if you would have asked me a month ago, I would have been like, I'm working on it. It's going to happen. I just don't know when, but I feel like my cup is full right now. And when my cup is full, I can also help fill other people's cups.
I'm glad you mentioned the homeschooling thing, because I was just going to say, and homeschool, because that's all we need to know right now, as far as like, yeah, some challenges, some new stuff that you're dealing with. So yeah, cool. All right, Carrie, you know, how do you like growing your business right now? What's working?
So you mentioned before, I've been doing webinars, and I started out doing a series on investing for beginners, and then they were going great. And I, with COVID, developed some new ones. So I have a first-time seller webinar, which I'm doing on Thursday, sort of similar to a first-time buyer, but there's not a lot out there for first-time sellers. So it's just a resource for people who are thinking of selling. And then an absentee landlord webinar is another new one. But, you know, like, going back to what Noelle was talking about with authenticity, it's, I think, even more than the webinars themselves, it's been great to just have a reason to reach out to my database and continually be inviting them to things like this, or who do you know who would be interested in my next webinar? Because, you know, it's just giving me an excuse to connect with my database. So there's sort of this bonus value that I get from a business, where I'm always in connection with the people who already know, like, and trust me. And it's been really rewarding, with a lot of repeat and referral business, and just having, again, a reason to reach out and have a meaningful, authentic conversation, especially during COVID. I feel like just coming from contribution, coming from care, what's going on with you? You know, how are you? Is everyone doing okay? But I always have that to fall back on. Oh, by the way, I have a webinar coming up, you know? So it's had a really nice, it's really been working well in that way. That's great. For my business, I think. Yeah.
Love hearing that. Again, I love asking this question because a lot of times marketing equals pushing. So I just love hearing like, yeah, I just love checking in with people and seeing how they're doing, especially during this crazy time. And yeah, so it's good to hear. Jen, anything that you'd like to share around how you're growing Art of Growth?
Oh man, this is always such a funny question to me because it always, I think we have a funny origin story as a business, which was literally, we recorded some panels of the 9 different personality types and we're like, and I was like, Joel, let's just throw these on the internet. Like, why, what can it hurt? Like just to throw them on a podcast thing. And then we would like look at it and be like, oh, that's really weird. I wonder who these 2,000 people are that listen to it. 10,000, 100,000, what's going on? And it was literally like completely not on our radar. And then we started getting reached out to from all over the world. And we're just like, well, what do we do now? Well, I guess we offer coaching. And then Joel's like, all right, well, I guess I'll put, you know, and it was literally just like snowballed from there. I never thought we'd be like consistently in the top 10 of podcasts in the world on this subject, like for sure. With well over 10,000 downloads a week. I never thought like that would be a thing. And that just sort of became the front door. But honestly, we had no idea what to do with it. Like we had a free podcast and then we had really like, it's essentially group or one-on-one coaching that was pretty expensive for like, you know, the average person that was just wanting to work on themselves. And so we were like, well, what do we do now? And it wasn't until Suzanne came on that we figured a lot of that stuff out, like the corporate side of it and the group coaching side of it and the webinars and like having this pipeline and like now having an email system. And the biggest things are like, I'm authentic, but I don't really understand a whole lot about how things work. And my two biggest things I feel like has helped grow the business is A, get around people that are a lot smarter than you. So I have a lot of people that I'm like, how do you do stuff? And I feel like their wisdom, their knowledge, their expertise is like so valuable. And then, I have something to add, you know, to their life. That was a big thing. And I think the number one way that I'm growing the business now, which came as a surprise to me, and honestly, it was kind of hard for me at the beginning, which was like to stay focused on where I have unique brilliance. So I was forcing myself to be omnicompetent and to do a lot of like structural or organizational admin stuff that I'm really bad at. And it's amazing like how fast the business expanded. And when, as soon as we started bringing on people who were quickly and efficiently and better doing things that I was handling before, not well, and that freed up time where I could actually take, you know, the better paying client work that could then funnel and work out this whole system. And I was just like, oh my gosh, how did I never see this before? Like, no wonder these companies do so well. Like they're staying focused on their unique brilliance. And so like that, I think is one of the biggest, that's the thing that's having the biggest impact on our business now, is that we are, each of us are going, how do we stay focused on our unique brilliance? And then what's all the other stuff that needs done? And then can we put a name next to everything else that needs done? And it's this very practical, logistical, like kind of a function. But what I'm doing is like, I woke up and I don't have to like answer or send out a bunch of this thing goes here and that thing goes there. I can actually go, oh, I have an hour to do content creation. This idea that I had, or this interaction on this group coaching call, or this one-on-one, like, oh, I can actually write about that. So it was awesome. Like I had a group coaching last week and there's this whole group of people on there. And this woman is sharing her story and it's profound. She's just been through a lot the last few years. A story that a lot of women unfortunately have been through, where it was like too long to get out of an abusive relationship and feeling like she was at risk and her child was at risk. And I'm doing what we normally do in coaching, which is like to affirm that like she's there, she's taking the steps, she's taken huge steps to change her life in this last year, like honoring that affirming her right where she is. And every other person on the call is just like nodding and they're giving her lots of affirmation. And then I just stopped and I said, so the rest of you, can you give the same level of affirmation to yourself as you just gave to her? And everyone's heads that were nodding just like froze and stopped. And then they slowly started to get it and be like, oh, right, I need to be just as kind to myself. I need to be able to do for others what I do for myself. And so it's like incredible coaching moment of unique brilliance. Oh, and now I'm not managing all this other stuff. And so I could figure out a way to tell that story that's going out in the newsletter this week. And that whole pipeline then feeds back into the group coaching. But it's not from a place of like, here's the product. It's like, this is a really beautiful story of someone who's experiencing this in real time. And it has this high invitation to relationship and a high challenge to the rest of the people. Like, can you show yourself that same level of affirmation? And I think those two things, like staying where you're uniquely brilliant and keeping yourself away from all the stuff that doesn't, where you're not, allows the stories to emerge that actually feeds the work.
Beautiful. Wonderful. This is all stuff I need to like listen to again and just, you know, let it sink in deeply. And I know that maybe a couple of you have a hard stop. I just want to make sure we hear from Noelle. And then I have one last quick question I'd like to address. So yeah, Noelle, anything you'd like to say about, I mean, you're full up. So is there anything you're doing right now that can, you know, helps you keep growing?
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks. Well, you know, things can always be better. I mean, just because we're full doesn't mean there's not things that I can always identify to improve the business. One thing that I have been enjoying is that over the last few years of operation, I've learned that, hey, there are some things that work pretty well here. There are some things that maybe don't work so well, and I kind of like to get rid of them or change it up a little bit. And like it or not, we've all had a crash course in adaptation over the last few months. And I found that now is the time to make those changes. Maybe you were, maybe I had been afraid that, hey, if I eliminate that plan type or I introduce a new plan type, I might lose customers. I might not get new customers like I hope. The revenues might go down. Now it's like, whatever. Now's your time to experiment with change because people are open to things that they may not have been open to before. So it's, I haven't crashed and burned on anything yet. Stay tuned. It might happen. But I found that it's been a really good time to introduce change. And I'm hoping that as we kind of pull out of this corner and step on the gas again, I'll find that some of the changes that I'm making now will contribute to growth when it's time for growth. We're not really in a growth cycle right now in terms of, office space, but we'll get there. You know, people, we'll get there. The things will change. We can't stay like this forever. And so when we get back on that path and growth is something that I'm allowed to start dreaming about again, I think some of the changes that we're putting in place right now will serve us really well.
Beautiful. Well, I want to thank you before I go around the final pass, but I just want to say for those of you listening and watching, I hope you're noticing what I'm noticing, which is a certain kind of fearlessness and a willingness to take action and a willingness to just look at what is possible for other people and a willingness to communicate about that. And that I just see that again and again as the magnetic magic power of adventure guides. And again, I'm very careful to put people in labels. So Noelle, thanks so much for coming. I know you need to leave, but
I have loved being here. Thank you for the invitation. I'm so sorry for the hard stuff.
Not at all. We started
thank
a little
late.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're just a couple more minutes and
thank
then
you guys
we're
so much. So nice meeting you, Noelle. She's already gone.
She's gone. And I think Carrie had to go too, I guess. But anyway, here she is. We got her back. But so I just wanted to point that out because I watch it all the time. It's maybe not as obvious to other people, but it's something that is really, it's just wonderful to see it in action. And I sincerely hope that that came through today. Again, if you're watching or listening. So I would love to hear, and you've basically addressed this anyway, but I'd love to just like bring this home. If there is one thing through COVID, you would love, like if you're thinking about the people you care about in your life, the people you serve, if there were one nugget that you're like, you know what, I just want them to know this one thing so that they can make it through this time. And I would just love to hear it. Carrie, I don't know if you heard me just say that because you're basically my first person that I see on my screen. We can start with Jen. Jen, one thing. We're going through this time together. It's crazy. What is one thing you would say to people?
Don't have tunnel vision. Really keep your mind expansive, because when we have tunnel vision, that's where the fear comes. That's where we don't look for the answers. That's when we listen and don't verify. So I think that would be my one thing, is don't have tunnel vision and, you know, open up your mind for opportunities.
Thank you. Carrie, what would you want people to just, yeah, what would you say to people that might be having a tough time with COVID and just in general?
I was going to speak kind of on what Jim was saying earlier about, you know, focusing on yourself and your inner life, your inner world, because really that's all you can control anyway. And everything else is really just a reflection of that. So, yeah, you know, self-care, what can you do to like do 3 acts of self-care every day? What can you do to nourish your soul and your you, your inner you, your inner world, and just take care of that, and other everything else will fall into place.
Beautiful. Thank you. And Jim, any parting thought for people going through COVID right now?
I agree, Carrie. I was surfing this morning for that very reason. But I think my one piece would just be the season of your life is long and large, long and rich, and to pay attention to the seasons of life. Like, we all have seasons of expansion and seasons of contraction. And we've experienced seasons of expansion where it feels like everything is growing and the economy is growing and our opportunities are growing. And then there's seasons that feel like they're contracting. And I think sometimes as Americans, we resist the seasons of contraction. But in a season of contraction, that is such great time to build the foundation of something. To, you know, is there something in your business or that you didn't have time for that maybe now you do, that you could build the entire root structure of? You could build the foundation of that may go up. The building may go vertical in the next season of expansion. But while you're in a season of contraction, what is the work that can be done? The behind the scenes that no one will see. The deep work that no one will see. In seasons of contraction, there is sometimes the capacity to save more. You're not going out to dinner as much, and you're not doing the outward things as much. And there could be a real capacity to develop something that no one sees. I love the old quote about character. Character is who you are when no one's watching. And sometimes the seasons of contraction can be, you can build the thing while no one's watching. Because out of this season, there will be people who emerge extremely successful. There are people who will emerge extremely well. And it won't be the people who are just trying to get back to normal. They understand that the whole thing has shifted. And there are people right now who are building the foundational work that will explode in the next season of contraction. And so it's good to ask yourself your question, how are you taking advantage of the season? What are you building right now that no one is really seeing that's going to allow for the next season of expansion?
Beautiful. And I just feel compelled to say, if you want to know more, or just follow these guys more, I'll put that in the show notes, but I just want to say really quickly. So Jim Zartman's podcast is Art of Growth. So just look for that. Jen Jones' beautiful Facebook group to start with is called Connect and Elevate. Just look for that. Carrie Gatto has these gorgeous webinars on Eventbrite. So just look for Carrie Gatto, Keller Williams, and you'll find all of her great free super educational webinars about topics like being an absentee landlord. So thank you all for coming and sharing your reality. It will help anyone else who's an adventure guide figure out, like, oh, I have a superpower. You guys are demonstrating it. So thank you. I'm sure I'll talk to each one of you very soon. So have a wonderful
day. Thank you. Nice
meeting you. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. And there you have it. Expert advice and insights from real live adventure guides. Go forth and conquer, adventure guide. You are invited to come join the Innate Marketing Geniuses Facebook group to connect with conscious entrepreneurs who want to market from their deepest why. We support each other to make a difference in the world while getting great clients. What's an innate marketing genius? It's where compassion, action, and joy meet, and you have your own version of that. Just take the Innate Marketing Genius assessment at www.innatemarketinggenius.com to discover your type. You might be a nurturer, an adventure guide, a door opener, a steady presence, or a celebrator. Find out in about 10 minutes. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please go to Apple Podcasts and give it a good rating and a review. It helps people find it. Until next time on Marketing for Humans.